This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And with part one of the Morning Ag Show, we join Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy, and good morning. Starting off with your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn for March finished up 4.25 cents to 361.5. May corn was up 3.75 cents to 370.25. And July corn was up 3.25 to 379.5. Soybeans for March gained 0.5 cent to 889.5. May beans were down 2.5 cents to 898.5. And July beans were down 2.5 cents as well to 912.25. March wheat was up 8 cents to 448.25. May wheat was up 5.5 cents to 452.75. While July wheat was up 4.5 cents to 459.75. Soybean meal for March was up $1.60 to 301.80. May bean meal was up $1.20 to 305.90. And July bean meal was up $1 to 309.70. Soybean oil for March was down 29 cents to 29.40. May bean oil was down 36 cents to 29.57. And July bean oil was down 36 cents as well to 29.89. At this time, we'll turn it over to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for Thursday's Cash Grain Reports.
This is Thursday's reported grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices are mixed on Thursday afternoon. Rumors of export sales in the Pacific Northwest of corn added firmness to corn values today. Even with an export sales of 70 million bushels to China, that was not enough to overcome the disappointment from the announcement of no big sales to China. In northern western Illinois country, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 4 cents at 325 to 345. Soybean bids were mixed at 821 of 851. In central Illinois country, dealers quoted shell corn bids up 4 cents at 333 to 351. Soybean bids were down 3 cents at 830 to 858. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 8 cents at 333 to 364. Soybean bids were mixed at 841 to 875. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 cents lower at 861 to 872. Basis was steady at 3800 at 27 under the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 281.90 to 295.90. Up $1.20 a ton with basis unchanged at 2400 at 10 under the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 4 cents higher at 345 to 364 with basis steady at 2500 to 6 under the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 4 to 6 cents higher at 352 to 359, with basis unchanged up 2 at 18 under to 11 under the May. Soybeans ended steady to down 2 at 865 to 869, with basis steady to up 3 at 34 under to 30 under the May. New crop wheat prices were 5 cents higher at 430 to 458, with basis unchanged at 30 under to 2 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal levies placed their producer corn bids 3 cents higher at 376 to 377. Their soybean prices were steady to 2 cents lower, quotations at 889 to 891. Soft wheat closed up 6 cents at 481 to 482. Milo ended the day 3 cents higher at 408 to 415. Contract bids for producers for October and November delivery. Corn in the northern part of the state at 339 to 364. Soybeans at 851 to 878. In the central part of the state, corn for Octnov delivery at 349 to 364, soybeans at 873 to 896. And in the southern part of the state, corn for October and November delivery at 334 to 369, soybeans at 864 to 895, and June, July wheat at 431 to 460. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for April were up 72 cents to 127.40 per head. June live cattle were up $1.02 to 120.35, and August cattle were at 116.45, up 82 cents. Feeder cattle for March were down 45 cents to 141.10. April feeders were at 144.65, up 52 cents. And May feeders were up 27 cents at 146.35. April lean hogs gained $2.32 to 65.80. May lean hogs gained $2.62 to $74.90, and June lean hogs were up $2.70 to $83.52. And now at this time, we'll turn it over to the U.S. and Illinois Departments of Agriculture for yesterday's cash livestock reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.08 higher in a range of $46 to $54 with the weighted average carcass price of $51.52. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sow prices are steady with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 29 to 32, 4 to 500 pounds at 33 to 35, 5 to 600 pounds at 36 to 39, over 600 pounds at 40 to 44. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, prices for barrels and gilt country buying points were steady with good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 29 to 35. Receipts for Illinois barrels and gelts totaled 34,624. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $126 to $128 and on a dress basis traded at $203 to $204. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 309.33 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $68.80, which was 95 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading lower. Choice carcasses are $227.70, which was 54 cents lower, with select carcasses at $218.76, which was 52 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 99,000 compared to 116,000 for last week and 119,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 460,000 compared to 469,000 for last week and 460,000 for 1 year ago. Today we also have the Greenville Livestock Auction results. Total receipts of 787 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and slaughter heifers traded unevenly steady. Slaughter Holstein steers traded steady. Trade was active with good demand. Slaughter steers choice 2 to 4 sold in a range of 95 to 132. Slaughter Holstein steers choice 2 to 3 sold in a range of 85 to 92. Slaughter heifers choice 2 to 4 sold in a range of 125 to 131. Slaughter Holstein heifers choice 2 to 3 sold in a range of 85 to 92. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And once again, we join WSMI Ag Director Gabe Osborne.
Thank you, Randy. The American Broadband Initiative by the Trump administration is providing critical broadband connections in rural areas. Megan Nelson, economic analyst at the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the initiative focuses on improving rural economies because access to broadband is no longer a luxury, it's a necessity.
The American Broadband Initiative is the administration's plan to further deploy broadband infrastructure and bring e-connectivity to rural populations. They're mainly focusing on improving quality of life, rural workforce, technology, and economic development in this area.
Funding comes from the Department of Agriculture and the Federal Communications Commission.
Service providers primarily utilize two federal agencies to subsidize the cost of infrastructure build-out to rural areas, the USDA's Rural Utility Service and the Universal Service Fund through FCC. Each of these agencies manage several grant and loan programs, each targeting different areas of need.
Still, there is work to be done as 29% of farmers report having no internet connection at the farm.
Access to reliable high-speed broadband is critical to modern agriculture practices and the quality of life for rural Americans. While the American Broadband Initiative is taking some great steps in the right direction, there are still 24 million Americans lacking adequate access to broadband.
That's AFBF economic analyst Megan Nelson. Faith, family, and farming. That's the moniker of Boyd Schaufelberger, one of four recipients of the Prairie Farmer Master Farmer Award for 2019. Boyd and his wife Sandy own and operate Schaufine Farms northwest of Greenville in Rural Bond County. I met with Boyd on the farm on Thursday afternoon, and we discussed how the award ties so many of his agricultural pursuits, both past and present, together.
Well, thank you, Gabe, and you are right. It was a very special event. We had the director of Illinois Agriculture there to visit with us a little bit, and our keynote speaker yesterday was Kim Kidwell, who is the dean of the College of Agriculture at the University of Illinois. Prairie Farmer does a great job in presenting our accomplishments and honoring those that have accomplished good things, and so they made it very special to us. And additionally, one thing that made it extra special for me was that in 1972, that'd be 47 years ago, my father also received the Master Farmer Award. I was a sophomore in high school. I can remember going to that ceremony, and it's an awesome feeling to be considered for such a recognition.
And a lot of those different things you're recognized for was your Holstein operation down here at Shaw Fine Farms, and also being president with Holstein Association USA, and I'm sure that takes up quite a bit of your time as well.
It does, and that again is another special honor that I've been able to devote my time to trying to benefit the membership of the Holstein Association. And just for those that aren't aware, the Holstein Association is a member organization of about 15,000 adult members and around 9,000 youth. Our focus is in record keeping of the ancestry of and the performance of registered Holsteins, and then that would allow our members to continue to breed better animals. Something that's new there is the DNA or genomic testing that's been around for about 10 years now and has made a huge advancement in the improvement of our genetics in the Holstein business. But it is a great honor to serve there as well. And I just say that one of the difficult things about it is that the dairy industry is suffering as far as their economy. A lot of dairy farmers are leaving the business, and we don't want to see that. But hopefully that will improve around the corner.
And kind of going back towards the Prairie Farmer Master Farmer Award you had, you mentioned your dad had won that back in 1972. Would you say that a lot of those same things that he taught you on the farm and a few other things have resonated with you?
There's no doubt that my success in life and in farming started with my parents, that the example that they set for me and my brother and sister certainly gave us the foundation to succeed in life and in agriculture. They gave us the high values of being honest, to treat others like you'd like to be treated, to put in a hard day's work, to always give your best, and to never promise more than you can deliver. They lived their life by example, and then in addition to that, they, I think, gave us in a quiet way the confidence that we could dream big and to go out and try to achieve it. We didn't always succeed in what we accomplished, but we did give our best effort. So those same values certainly have contributed to my success, both to this receiving this award, but also just success in life and in business and in the farm.
Of those things, too, going back towards success and things like that, FFA was also probably pretty important to you as well.
I consider FFA and my experience there as probably the premier preparation for my leadership ability, for accomplishment in life, and it was a tremendous experience. I mentioned to you earlier that the bar was set pretty high in my family before I got into high school and into FFA, because I had some older family members, and in that circle of what I call the circle of my family, there had already been a state dairy production award winner, as a state star farmer, state vice president, and also an individual that had been national president. So not only did I kind of feel that there were some expectations for me to accomplish some good things, but also I think it gave me a little bit of confidence that hey, I could do it too. And so I just say that FFA is a great organization. I was blessed that about 5 years after I entered FFA that I was elected Illinois FFA president, a tremendous year as far as making contacts, being exposed to others in the ag field, and just to build your confidence, to build your experience. And when you get elected, you kind of think you're in way over your head, and then by the end of the year you feel like, yeah, you can succeed at that. And so it gives you that confidence to tackle some other big challenges in your life. And like we've discussed earlier, Gabe, I just encourage any young person that has any interest in agriculture to put their all into FFA. There's a tremendous reward for your efforts there, and I would encourage everybody to get involved.
And we just got a few minutes here, Boyd. Is there anything else you'd like to mention, anybody you'd like to thank through this whole process that had awarded you for this Prairie Farmer Master Farmer Award?
Well, I would say that this certainly isn't an individual award, although my name was mentioned and on the plaque. I'd have to start with my wife. It's been a teamwork situation here. She and I were young when we started this venture. We found ourselves in our early 20s, being the sole operators of about a 60-cow, 300-acre farm in the early 1980s, and it was kind of a tough time to be in agriculture, and that made it kind of a tough time to start as a family. But she's been a great partner. She's made me a better person, and she deserves as much of the recognition for this award as I do. And then I'd just like to say we have two daughters, and we're extremely proud of them. One is farming with her husband in southeast Pennsylvania, and they have a 350-cow dairy. And I have no doubt that they will accomplish great things there. We're very proud of her, and her name is Amy. She's the one that put in a lot of effort to filling out this application and securing some letters of recommendation for me, and I'm grateful for that. Our older daughter lives just north of Springfield, a little town called Elkhart, and she's a stay-at-home mom now. She went to school to be a music minister and did that for a few years, and now with four kids under eight, she's got a busy home, and she's a great mother. Her husband is an IT fellow at Springfield Memorial Hospital, been there for about between 15 and 20 years, and he's a great parent, too. And then I've been surrounded with a great family. My brother and sister have always been supportive of the things that we've done, supportive of our family. And the other thing I want to say is that we've got so many good friends in agriculture, neighbors around us that have been such good friends to us. And I would hope this recognition wouldn't be just for me, but it would be for all those in agriculture, especially my neighbors in Bond County that do great things. They're servants to their community. They do an excellent job in farming, and I would just hope that this would shine a little bit of a light on all of us here, that agriculture is the backbone, I feel, of our country. Everybody eats, so we all are concerned with agriculture, and the finest people in the world are in the agriculture business. So with that, I just say thank you for this honor to be able to talk to you.
And again, that was Prairie Farmer Master Farmer Award winner, Boyd Schaufelberger of rural Greenville. And in local news, a few things going on within the area. The U of I Extension Master Gardeners of Montgomery County will be hosting their second annual All Gardeners Day program tomorrow, Saturday, March 16th. The event will be held at the Holy Family Catholic Church Parish Center in Litchfield. Registration begins tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., and the event will run from 8:30 until noon. The cost for the day is $15, and that will include two classes and the keynote speaker. Pre-registration is due by today by going to go.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Montgomery County Extension Office in Hillsboro at 532-3941. Next Tuesday, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Women's Committee will be hosting the Farmers Share Soup Luncheon on Tuesday, March 19th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office on the Courthouse Square in Hillsboro. Lunch will consist of your choice of chili or potato soup with dessert and a drink. Cost is only 60 cents per meal, and that comes from the statistic that a farmer would only receive 60 cents from the ingredients used to make one bowl of chili. And finally, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is now accepting orders for the 2019 spring fish sale. The sale is planned for Wednesday, April the 3rd, but pre-orders are due by next Tuesday, March 19th. Many species of live fish for pond stocking will be available, as well as fathead minnows and grass carp for pond maintenance. Orders can be obtained by calling 532-3361 extension 3 or by download from the Soil and Water Conservation District's website at montswcd.com. For this Friday morning, March 15th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.